Last Thursday, the long-running inquiry into SAS conduct in Afghanistan was released, alleging that credible information indicated at least 25 soldiers were involved, either directly or as an accessory, in serious crimes whilst overseas. The probe indicated that the actions taken by these soldiers were not disputable decisions under pressure in the heat of battle, and 19 of the soldiers have been referred to the Australian Federal Police for criminal investigation. With the report completed, two key topics of future discussion are being raised: the prosecution of those involved and what comes next for those affected by their actions. Ryan Stanton has more.
The report into SAS conduct in Afghanistan indicted 19 Australian soldiers for further investigation and contained many shocking allegations regarding their conduct. But even before the report was released, it was clear that the government only expected this to be the start of a longer process. On November 12, they established the Office of the Special Investigator, which, as Dr. Sharon Marie Torrens, international and human rights lawyer, explained, will be a key organisation in future investigations.
It will look into investigations, including the gathering of evidence, which will be in collaboration with the Australian Federal Police, and they will work on referring these matters to the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions.
This office is viewed by many as a welcome first step, and Sophie McNeil, Australian researcher for Human Rights Watch, believes it could position Australia as a world leader in this field.
What we have seen is that there's actually been a real failure all over the world to properly investigate war crimes committed by coalition forces in Afghanistan, also in Iraq. So this is why we're saying that Australia really has an opportunity to be a role model going forward and actually provide some accountability for these abuses. So we have high hopes that Australia can lead in this area, and we just really want to ensure that this Office of the Special Investigator is thoroughly independent and that it's also swift.
But the establishment of an office does not guarantee justice. Dr. Torrens highlights multiple barriers that may be present in the pursuit of justice as Australia investigates these soldiers.
Well, the first barrier is, I think, it's an evidentiary issue, evidence, because we're looking at crimes that were committed in 2012, or predominantly to 2013, so it was some time ago. And they also were committed in Afghanistan, so the crimes were committed far away and quite a long period of time ago. So we have those two issues.
Additionally, Dr. Torrens notes that the government is not guaranteed to prosecute these crimes, but if they don't prosecute, the International Criminal Court may.
The Rome Statute says that if a state party to the Rome Statute is unable or unwilling to prosecute particular crimes that fall under the jurisdiction of the Rome Statute, that the ICC, which is the acronym for the court, will actually be able to prosecute the crimes. So it's really, Australia is in a difficult position right now in that we have to prosecute these crimes domestically, or we will likely end up in The Hague.
But prosecution is only half the story. McNeil notes it's also important to address the victims of these crimes.
Well, Australia, the Australian government really needs to provide swift and adequate compensation to these Afghan victims of abuses and not wait another decade, not wait for the Office of the Special Investigator to conclude their findings.
Both Dr. Torrens and McNeil also believe that Afghan voices should be involved in whatever trial may take place on the issues.
The ICC victims can be a witness. They can also be an active participant. And, you know, that's something that I think we need to look at more carefully in Australia to make victims central to the process rather than an afterthought.
We think what's so important is to put the Afghan voices first. You know, it was really disappointing when the Prime Minister did announce the creation of this special office, but he and the Defence Minister, Linda Reynolds, both failed to actually mention the Afghan victims.
According to Dr. Torrens, more important than hearing the voice, however, is the need for action.
I think that what's most important is that there will be action. Not just that now the report has been delivered that we will forget about the findings. It's very important that these findings turn into action, into investigations, into prosecutions, and also into the involvement of victims.
Another area where action is necessary is in the case of David McBride, a whistleblower pivotal in the reporting of the story who is currently facing charges for doing so. According to McNeil, his charges should be dropped as they set a dangerous precedent.
His continued prosecution is it's a chilling warning to others who may wish to come forward and give evidence and speak out about what they saw.
Similarly, Dr. Torrens believes that seeing justice in any potential trials is important, as it may challenge one of the underlying reasons why the crimes went undiscovered for so long.
I think that's important to Australians as a whole because we tend to revere our war heroes, and I think that might be part of the problem and the reason that there has been impunity for these crimes so far.
Dr. Shannon Marie Torrens, ending that report by Ryan Stanton.